December 5th, the Oasis family life. Christmas. And I saw some communication somewhere. Mean anything for that? So Dan just needed your feedback if you're going there. So you have give him feedback and do that. Also, December the 9th, summer scrog shower in the Family Life Center. And so this is summer getting into shoot container over. And so if you can help in any way, that I'm sure she would appreciate it. So it's good. So you try to be here, and I'm sure the Lord will bless that. And getting on past what's in the bulletin here, going through thoughts, prayer requests, things like that, we'd like for our condolences to Judy Martin. And Avamay was from Georgia, and so we have the opportunity to visit or anything here, and that we definitely had our prayers. God bless you. And of course, no Peyton Fenner, his wife Emily, her grandmother passed, Miss Betty, on the 29th. So we offer those families. Okay. And another thing in the month of December, birthday of Jesus. So if you read, offering this year will be going to the missionaries in the Philippines. We have 6 missionaries over there in the Philippines. So the only thing out of the bulletin we'll talk about today, we'll talk about some of these other upcoming events. In Psalms 118, verse 1, said, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice." And God is good every day. He blesses us. And we want to give Him praise and just glory for what He has done. And Wanda Huskins, because of sickness, so they've had a lot of issues. Of course, constantly prayer and being passed out. And Mrs. Francis Lawson is in rehab. And as we can tell, and hopefully she could come home soon from that, but she misses church. And then, when it's possible, you know, depending on what she's in Atlanta now for a little month, and also all cancer patients, we'd like to bring them before the class and say to them in your prayer. All right, it's Judy Whitson, Kim Brummett. I'm trying to excuse me, Aaron Cole, and the brothers, Debbie Deakins, Sharon Herman, else, know somebody that I've missed, you lift your hand. Okay. Who's little girl that Miss Nancy cancer, she's declared in remission, and she's home. So have an unspoken. So, and we have the Lord in prayer. Steve will come after the prayer and deliver to us what the Lord's laid on. So let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord, and may not always be smooth like we think. Said you'd never leave us, and Lord, we just thank you. God, our trust is in you today for these. Maybe that, but God, you know each and every one. And we pray for them and ask that them in your will. Brings the morning service. Are you helping me to preach what you preach? And Lord, as always, Brother Steve, what he does here in our past, God, we pray that you will bless him now as he continues up toward this Christmas season. Amen.
Amen, brother. Thank you. Okay, I want to look at some Christmas stuff for the week. We're going to look at the personalities of Christmas. Personalities that God used birth Christ. These folks were normal people serving God, steady on, use these folks because of their faith, because of their being. I got to look at Elizabeth. This is about after Mary was conceived, Elizabeth was going to have a child. And we know that story. And we can look at that in chapter 1. And they were both Elizabeth and Zacharias. Both commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Now that just they weren't people, they weren't out in front of any given normal lives. God says that in all commandments, did certain things carried back from the. Now, if we look at this, the Malachi. Old Testament until it was Luke and all at the beginning of it's 400 years the nation of Israel didn't do anything with them, didn't have the prophets, he just let them be on their own. Some things that are not in the canon of the Bible that we have today, the King James, end of that time, right before the New Testament. More story. Those folks lived, it was kind of like the dog. It just God and oppression and moral of society sinful family you know the everybody was trying to steal money or get money or step somebody for money and all the right the Pharisees and at the time of coming is always perfect. We may look at our own life. Most of us here have had loss of a loved one, sister, we've lost wives, friends, loved ones. We want to start asking why. This timing is that there was. There's always new people. Zechariah came through that, came in that period of time. The mistake. It was bad at that particular time. And a mirror image of the world. But of course, we've been studying what's going to happen during the real Christ. But as it is right now, we still have the Holy Spirit dwelling in all of us, controlling our lives. And as Pastor Massey always said, do something wrong. Something question yourself, why didn't the Holy Spirit tell me that that wasn't right? Because a lot of times we'll beat ourselves later on. Think about 2 seconds before we say it. Most of the time we won't say it. These folks here that are before God can you're first. Would God look down at you and say he was righteous? To be used in this. And that particular time period, it was hard to find people that were came through that were still that remnant. Now, I have to say that we're part of that. Many other churches, good churches, good Christian people. You know, always in church, always trying. Say that. You know, put my position for me to say for God. Sinners just like us, sinners saved by at that time. They did. Observe moral and requirements of the time. They live among us today. We probably today. You can get, especially young people will do that to each other. Church on Wednesday night. And we've heard about Sunday night. Well, you don't need to go to church all that time. That's what people say. They're not faithful to church. They're wanting to hear God's word. Tuned up by God's word. Checked by God's word. So we can godly life. So the Bible is obedient to the Lord, his words, and walking in his ways. So these folks were pretty good people in the community. Knew them. God and their daily taxes. Let's read on down there, and it says, verse 7, a child, because of the barren, they and in years. In office, in order of the priest's office, burn incense, and he went up into the temple of the Lord. That right there, if you look at that thing right there, these people that were around near the tabernacle, everybody chosen to do that did some little. Somebody had to clean the altar. And in this a lifetime change for this man. He got the light inside the Holy of Holiness. just go to the table, take a piece of whatever it was, how they made it, and lit and light inside the tabernacle where God showed up. Little thing. But he was doing little things in daily tasks. I see you. Chose those things. Kind of like I that are chosen by God and the preacher and the church to privilege to do little things. The little thing is big if God uses you. Big thing. Chose to do these little things. And they tasks. Praying out at the incense. Everybody else was praying incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the incense. Zechariah saw him, and he was troubled and fearful. Not Zechariah, for thy prayer is thy word for the spirit of his son, and thou shalt name God. It's going to be John. All the stuff that John was going to do, I don't know that. But this angel told him that God sent Gabriel down inside the tabernacle. Now he's there doing a little task, nothing like a little kid, like he says. Somebody had to turn those on. It's a little thing. It's a little thing. Somebody had to read those. Of course. Coming to the church, to call someone things, to speak to someone and say, "How good to see you." Jeff, how's your wife doing? We can cruise through life and have opportunities. So much to someone. And it means so much to God. God's in the little things. He's doing little things. God has chosen. Now, we see examples of that. Gideon, he was when God decided he was tending the flocks on the backside of Elijah with all this was her. David was working. Do everyday faithful jobs, obeying their parents, has some family there today. It's not being their mate, ending up in divorce and children with a single parent or either with their grandparents. And if we're free from those things, what God is, I'm telling what kind of prayer He is in our lives. I know, dear, it's hard. We've all lost loved ones. Pam and I have lost loved ones. A lot of you have lost loved ones. This situation is difficult. You've got to pray about it. You've got to ask God to care. Just like they were asking for a baby at the older years in life, still praying about it. How many years do you think they've been praying? Debbie's dad, my children's grandfather, the day that I in England, he was a little thing. He crawled up on Papa's lap and said, "Would you come to my play at church?" And he said, "Would." And he got saved at that play. That's a I honored prayer. I will never forget that day from time. The Bible says God chose to answer that. Often, you can imagine her in families and communities of people who couldn't have babies. That's what's in the Old Testament about that. And they were made fun of or thought something. Some kind of blatant sin in their life and have we before? Have we seen a situation in our life? And we prayed about it and not God. And then we thought, what is wrong? God done wrong. Why is God merciful to me? What if I lose my loved one? I lose my father and mother. On and on it goes. We can blame ourselves. Don't let Satan control of everything. Faithful and little things. You hear how depressed some people can get. It's they need to look up. Why is that star on that Christmas tree? Most people can't. You're saying about the story that child in that manger. and our bikes running here. We had some ornaments the other day. Opens and run in and grab that one thing that's popular with all the know that. Give them and they've been for a long, long time. Long, long time. And because they're faithfulness, because of them doing things, because of him serving in little ways in the time. You know, God shows up. And not only did he just give him a child, I mean, he could have just given him a child and they wouldn't have been this. But God had a very special son. Not only answered their prayer, but they didn't know at the time that there's another lady in chosen by God in a miracle situation. And they were getting ready to find that out. Elizabeth was getting ready to find that out. So we come down here and to him and that is in doubt and gladness and he rejoiced in his birth in the sight of the strong drink filled with the Holy Ghost even and many. And many of the children of Israel, they turned to the Lord their God. I see a lot of people say it. And he shall go before him in spirit and power of Elijah. And get to the wisdom and dust and make ready the people. Old man in my I am getting that I stand God and I am the great tidings and behold now not to speak until the day of these things shall be performed because thou believest word which shall be filled in this their season. He didn't believe that prayer can get because he didn't believe he wouldn't until the child. Make you disheartened. Think about it. Believe God hears your prayer. I've asked him to forgive me for that. We check. We may not understand on this earth. We may not understand in heaven. Because time will not exist anymore. We won't probably want to ask those questions. But will we end with Christ? That's that judgment seat of Christ. About a week or so. So you didn't believe me when I said I would answer that prayer in a certain way. I can remember sitting in this church Don't you believe all these people on the list? Think that God, of course they are. Please take my name off. It's all in God's timing. It's happened. Mary comes in and the babies leap. And Elizabeth knew she had. All that meaning and giving understanding and notion that was getting ready. These people not only got John the Baptist, but they were the real. Think about that. They were dumb because they were faithful in little things. And use them because they were a group of people that were faithful. There always is a group that's faithful, that's been saved, that trusts the Holy Spirit. So when we're praying and asking God for something, we think it's in. Well, you can't say that because God can do anything. We're just faithful little things. What's another little thing? It's answer our prayer. It gets answered in some other way. Praise his name. Thanks, folks. Look at a couple more characters next week. One of them are going to teach us something through God. We'll understand how God moves. Always prayed. And I pray to the Lord that we're part of keeping on for the Lord's prayers. I know his wife's sick and it's hard, isn't it, brother? Nothing easy about being sick and asking God, please, please, Lord, heal my wife or heal my loved one. Bring him out of that. Just pray. Lord, we thank you for your life. I intention that we just even come to church. Sit there and open our Bible and mark something. That is, it means something. Lord, something to that before. Be faithful in little things. Word Bible. God, help me be faithful. Our pastor, that he will preach the word, that will change hearts. Maybe some.